What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. One last segment in this big show, then our pal Earl Ingram coming on right here on Devil Radio. But I got to talk about the senior senator. What's his role? Senator. Senior Senator Rojo Ron Johnson. Great state of Wisconsin. And when I was a kid, Fancy Brian, they had this saying on the playground. Not to be mean, but you need Listerine. Not a sip, not a swallow, but the whole damn bottle. And I took that advice. I am a guy that, you know, doesn't like having funky breath. I've been a lot more attuned to this since we've been mask wearing for the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, getting thrown back in your face.
Oh, suddenly I realize, you know, why my wife occasionally cringes. So I keep Listerine right in the car.
I may start doing that. My GI issues are, having my own personal cloud is not a fun thing.
I know, you burp a lot, and I don't like it. But
I don't either.
Listerine will freshen the mouth, tingle the tongue, and apparently it will prevent COVID.
Oh.
According to my U.S. senator.
Well, I mean, it's alcohol, right? Got a little alcohol.
Well, here's what Rojo claims, and I think we've got a little sound here as well. Going to need that sound, but I reference an article at the Raw Story. The senator has been criticized for spreading conspiracy theories about the coronavirus and has promoted the use of drugs, all the drugs, lots of drugs, that have shown little to no evidence that they're effective to treating COVID-19. YouTube this year suspended Rojo's account for violating the company's medical misinformation policies. He's also expressed skepticism about the efficacy of coronavirus vaccine mandates and doses, which have undergone vigorous health testing, the Washington Post reported today. Now he's even recommending mouthwash as a treatment. Here, according to the press, is what Rojo said. Do we have the sound? Well, let's see. Let's see. We'll play the sound. I'll fill in the blanks. Cut one.
But there are things you can do. Again, vitamin D, you know, zinc, keep yourself healthy. Vitamin C, by the way, standard gargle, mouthwash has been proven to kill the coronavirus. Even if you get it, if you're, you know, you may reduce viral replication. There's all kinds, you know, why not try all these things? It just boggles my mind that the NIH continues to tell people, do nothing. You know, maybe take Tylenol.
Maybe take Tylenol. You know, Rojo actually said this on 92.7 FM.
Oh, really?
Rock County.
Oh, good.
Big radio. More of a righty-whitey talk radio outfit down there.
He doesn't come around here anymore.
Doesn't come around no more. No.
Maybe we need Listerine. He does. That's the reason why.
So, Rojo out there telling the world, Listerine will do you good. It'll keep you from getting the coronavirus. But
he'll say, do anything possible besides get a vaccine.
You know, his claim was quickly criticized. And I don't mean his claim that you shouldn't get vaccinated. I mean his claim that, you know, Listerine's going to kill the COVID. And, you know, it's interesting because the makers of Listerine went out on their website and said, thanks, but you're not helping us. Here's effectively and exactly what they said. Though mouthwash can partially kill off parts of the coronavirus in a person's mouth, most infections occur through the nose, health experts said. A dental professional-focused website run by Listerine, one of the world's most widely used mouthwash products, endorsed by Crudy, I got in the car, specifically says the evidence is not strong enough to conclude that it is helpful against COVID-19. Specifically, they said, Listerine is not intended to prevent or treat COVID-19 and should be used only as directed on the product label, you know, to get rid of funky pre-mask breath.
I wonder how many times Listerine's PR department has had to be invoked Like, I don't know that they have like a social media department lying around. They're not on that. They're not active on social media like Wendy's is. If, by the way, if you want to find someone entertaining and fast food, watch the Wendy's on Twitter.
Yeah, they're good. Real quick, the newspaper interviewed Raymond Nyura, interim chair of the epidemiology department at New York University, who suggested that gargling would not hurt, but only if accompanied by a vaccination. Here's the quote. "That way, one would be at reduced risk for infection and have good smelling breath." That's a win-win, folks.
Okay.
So, Rojo advocating Listerine to treat the COVID.
You know what? I'll say, you know what? I'll give it to him. I'll say it reduces the risk of an infection. You know, if the risk of infection, let's say, was, I don't know, 10.1%, it brought it down to 10.05%. That's a little bit. I mean, every little bit helps, right?
Not to be mean, but you need Listerine if you want to beat the COVID. Mm-hmm. Not a sip, not a swallow, but the whole damn bottle.
Not to be mean, but my goodness. Like, just having to activate Listerine, just having to have them going, now I have to go and say something about this. Somebody is claiming my product is good for something it's not.
I mean, in the whole national branding conversation, communications, when a U.S. senator comes out and specifically endorses your brand, I mean, that's a win, right? Under most circumstances, that would be considered something of a branding win. You got U.S. senators. You're on the lips of U.S. senators doing interviews. You made the national news, yet you've got to come out and specifically renounce the endorsement of your specific brand. He named your brand Listerine.
Could you imagine how many...
He must renounce him like Judas did three times.
Could you imagine the lawsuits from poison control centers if they didn't do anything? Like, people are just straight up drinking, doing shots of Listerine just to go and ward off the COVID.
One final, I'd like to think, interesting thought before we end this big day. The debt ceiling crisis perhaps has been avoided, actually, with the cooperation of some Republicans. Like, 14 Republicans voted to clear a procedural hurdle that allows the Democrats in the U.S. Senate, with no Republican votes, to vote to raise the debt ceiling to pay the debt that was accrued under the Trump presidency. And a Missouri paper had an op-ed today, and this will be a final thought. They called it a sugar-coated Satan sandwich.
Delicious.
I like sugar-coated Satan sandwiches.
Hey, I'm a fan of devil's food.
You know, we are Devil Radio.
I like deviled eggs. Deviled ham's pretty damn good, too.
Sugar-coated Satan sandwich. My Satan sandwich, little pastrami. Marbled rye, some horseradish.
It's like, if it's cut off in chunks rather than sliced, oh my goodness.
John Nichols, my fine guest today. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got the Friday edition. We'll air the grievances on Friday. See you at the party Saturday. Fancy Brand's off tomorrow, or at least not in the office, but you'll still be working. You cannot quit. I was going to make a gender joke because women thinking about quitting. But anyways, I'll spare you and I'll try not to offend anyone.
I'm completely blank after you said pastrami.
We'll end on that thought. Pastrami is the best of all the Satan sandwich meat. Have a great night. Thanks for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Hey!
He was literally breathing down my neck. My skin crawled.
I don't care what drug will work. Try a bunch.